C key is the white key right before the on the keyboard. It goes two black keys and then three black keys and then two black keys and then three black keys. C is the note right before the two black keys. So if that's your do, you should play be able to play a do re mi scale on the keyboard in the key of C. It'll sound like this. Using no black keys, and you simply find the third note of it, then the second note, and then one, and you can play, if you write out the formula, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 3, 5, 5, if you write that out, and then try and play that on a keyboard, that will be Mary Had a Little Lamb. So this is one advantage of intervallic analysis. I didn't really discuss why would you want to do all this. Well, it's going to help you write songs. It's going to help you hear your favorite song on the radio and kind of know how and where to play the melody. You know, once you, let me back out a minute. You know, I tend to digress on these. Once you know how to play a major scale on the guitar or on any instrument, you and then you're able to hear a melody in, you know, out of the blue, like I demonstrated with the ice cream theme or whatever it was in volume one. You know, you can play that song instantly. I mean, won't that be amazing? You'll be able to just hear a song and then be able to play it on guitar and be able to do it, visualize it off the guitar. Like, you know, I used to visualize these things when I was taking the bus home from school when I was in high school. I remember. You know, there are ways you can practice the guitar not being on the guitar. If you can visualize the fretboard and you can hear the notes in your head, you're practicing right there, you know. And it gets to a point where you know you're right. You can walk into a supermarket, hear a song on the radio, and if you have absolute pitch, you'll be able to know what key it is. We talked about the difference between perfect pitch and relative pitch. Right now, we've been concentrating on relative pitch. But you know, even if you don't know which key it's in of the 12, you'll know the intervals of it and you'll know how to play it on the fretboard relative to whatever key you may be in, if that makes any sense. So the first thing is, okay, yes, now I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb effortlessly in any key, you know, just by knowing my formula. So, I mean, I don't think it's necessary to demonstrate, but I might just do. So that was the key of C. And then the first time we did it was the key of A. So pick another, pick me a hard key, whatever, it doesn't matter. Pick the key of E flat. And I don't just mean, I don't even necessarily mean that I'm going to just pick my hand up and move it to where I know an E flat is and play the same fingering. I could do it all in one fret area. So this is just food for thought for you guys. I'm going to digress for a second, but, you know, suppose I played my example. All right, so let's go to the fifth fret. Suppose I played my example of Mary Had a Little Lamb in the key of A at the fifth fret, which I did. Knowing where my scales are and where my intervals are, I can play that in multiple keys all within the same fret area. So if I go to the key of C, I'm not taking the same fingering and just moving it up three frets to get to the key of C. I'm just doing it right there in that fifth fret area. And if I do it in the key of E flat, you get the idea. So imagine being able to have a level of fretboard mastery where you you know your major scales. There's only five of them. Five positions. There are alternates and all kinds of things. Some people use a seven scale system, which is fine. But the extra two are kind of modifications of the basic five. So there are only five major scale shapes on the guitar, if you will. And there are only 12 intervals. So it's a pretty cool thing when you have that all at your access, at your disposal, that is. All right, let me move on. Let's do Three Blind Mice. So, and I might give you some ideas of ones to think about without listening to it, just listening to, you know, hearing the song in your head. So suppose I gave you Three Blind Mice and I said, okay, you know, while you're driving, of course, don't miss your exit, but think about the intervals of Three Blind Mice. So I'm going to walk you through this process without the guitar because you don't have that right now. All right, so you pick a key that you like for your song. In my case, it's going to be Three Blind Mice, Three Blind Mice. Da-da-da-da. Okay, so I'm making myself, you know, at risk of complete silliness, you know, blackmail. You guys can blackmail me for being completely silly. That's fine. Go right ahead. Everyone knows it anyway. So you're going to do, use my 90% rule, and that's the tonic right there. Three blind mice. So that's your tonic. So your job is to analyze three. Okay, so the syllable is the word three, and we have to analyze at what interval is that. So we're going to sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But our first note of Three Blind Mice is three. Okay, so we have to analyze to all right, so one, so three is higher than one, so it can't be a one. How about 1, 2? That's our second note in the scale, two. But the first note of Three Blind Mice is three. Okay, now in this case, the lyrics of the song give it away that it's actually a three. Because it's 1, 2, 3, three blind mice. Guess what, guys? It's 3, 2, 1. How do I know that? Three is 1, 2, 3, and blind is 1, 2, okay? And then mice is the same as the last note of a song, which is right? You get the idea. I mean, I'm being super basic here, but again, to illustrate the process, because this process is going to get... the process doesn't change, but the songs will get harder for sure. All right, so Three Blind Mice is 3, 2, 1. And then we got da 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 da. Okay, so we're going to analyze this. See how they run. All right, so we have to analyze the word see. So again, go back to your tonic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I just can, or if you're, you know, if you remember your intervals, you don't even have to do what I'm doing. You can skip the whole middle step. If you can hear that the C and the relationship between hmm and hmm is the same as Star Wars, like we did in Volume 1. Dun, 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 right? That's our perfect fifth interval. Then your word C in Three Blind Mice is the perfect fifth. And just double check yourself by singing. If you're unsure, you can always sing the major scale to get there. So, C sounds like a fifth, but let me just double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, C. Yep, I'm totally right. And there is no one who could tell you otherwise. You just know you're right. And imagine what this would be like, you know, for any song you want to play. Imagine your ears expanding to, like I said, when you go into a supermarket and hear the song, or show up on a gig where you don't know any of the music and play along, you know.